And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Edith Sitwell, born Scarborough, England, 1887. Her parents, Sir George and Lady Ida, baffled by their daughter. The mother was a great beauty, the daughter was not. She was rather tall and thin, with a curved spine and a hooked nose. Her parents forced her to wear an iron brace on her back, a contraption on her nose in an attempt to make her more attractive. She was a bright and curious little girl, but her father was opposed to formal education for women. He thought it made them less womanly, so he wouldn't let her go to school. And she left her family on bad terms, Edith Sitwell, who went ahead to make her own life as a modernist poet and a public personality in Britain. She wrote many books of poems and put herself forward as a colorful personality. She wore enormous rings, turbans, old-fashioned gowns. She was a friend of Eliot and Graham Greene. She championed Dylan Thomas's poetry. She was a friend of Marilyn Monroe. And her best-known work was Facade, a series of poems set to music by Sir William Walton. The first London performance of Facade did not go so well. There was an old woman in the audience who waited outside afterwards, hoping to hit Sitwell with an umbrella. Noel Coward walked out on it. Virginia Woolf didn't much care for it. Edith Sitwell said, "I am an unpopular electric eel in a pool of catfish." It's the birthday of writer Margaret Landon, born in Somers, Wisconsin, 1903. When she was 23, she and her husband went off to be missionaries in Thailand. She ran a school there. She raised her three children. And while she was there, she came across a book by a woman named Anna Leon Owens, a Welsh governess who had tutored the King of Siam's many wives and children back in the 1860s. Margaret Landon wrote a novel based on it called Anna and the King of Siam, which was a bestseller and became the basis for the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The King and I. And today is Labor Day, a day that became a national holiday in 1894, a good political move by President Grover Cleveland to try to appease people who were angry at him after he broke up the strike of railroad workers in Pullman, Illinois. The Pullman Company, which made sleeping cars, had cut the workers' wages, though they were still working 16-hour days. So Pullman workers went on strike. Grover Cleveland sent 12,000 troops to break it up, sent the head of the American Railway Union to prison. A lot of people were unhappy about that. And so President Cleveland rushed a Labor Day bill through Congress. Only about 12% of American workers belong to a union, and in the private sector, the number is even lower, about 7%. Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, Late for Summer Weather. He has on an old light gray fedora, she a black beret, he a dirty sweater, she an old blue coat that fits her tight, gray flapping pants, red skirt and broken down black pumps, fat, lost, ambling nowhere through the upper town. They kick their way through heaps of fallen maple leaves, still green and crisp as dollar bills. Nothing to do. Ha-cha! A poem by William Carlos Williams, Late for Summer Weather, from the collected poems of William Carlos Williams, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.